Hi everyone, I'm Brian Peters, and this is The Science of Social Media, a podcast by Buffer, your weekly sandbox for social media stories, insights, experimentation, and learning.
Welcome to episode number 88. I'm Haley Griffiths, and this week we're chatting about 10 tools that make our lives easier as social media marketers here at Buffer. We've got everything from content creation to productivity tools that you'll love to try.
I can honestly say that these 10 tools helped to make me a better marketer, and they can do the same for you. The best part is that we teamed up with Product Hunt on this list to make sure that every single tool was voted on and approved by hundreds of marketers everywhere.
Nothing better than that. Let's get started.
Now that 2018 is in full swing, you might be looking for new social media tools to try and to add to your marketing stack, which, as you might know, is no easy task. According to Scott Brinker of the Chief Marketing Technologist blog, there are now more than 5,000 tools in the marketing technology landscape.
That's so many tools. So where do you start when you have so many options? Like we mentioned in the intro, as part of our 2018 State of Social Media campaign, we partnered with the team at Product Hunt to put together a list of the latest trending social media tools for marketers to try in 2018. We've got 20 over on our blog, which you can check out at blog.buffer.com, but we thought we'd boil it down to our top 10 favorites here on the show.
All right, so these are in no particular order, super random, which I guess makes this fun. Our first tool is called Crello. Crello is a new free graphic design tool for creating social media, web, and print images. It provides, which is my favorite part, 10,000 free design templates and millions of stock images and design elements. I've used it, and I have to say that it is pretty awesome. Now, I use both that and Canva when I just feel like switching it up.
The great thing about Crello, similar to Canva, is that you can either create a graphic from scratch or use one of Crello's nicely created templates. So using drag and drop, you can easily add, edit, and move design elements around on your graphic. They also have these really cool pre-made motion graphics that you can customize and download. So not only do they have templates for really great looking still designs, they now have motion graphics that download as short MP4 files for easy uploads to places like Buffer.
Our number two tool is called FastStory, F-A-S-T-O-R-Y. FastStory is like Canva or Crello for Instagram stories or Snapchat stories, as a product hunter described it. It's an online graphics editor that allows you to create animated or static stories easily.
The FastStory editor will guide you through three simple steps to create an engaging story. So first, you choose an animation for your text. Second, you upload a video or photo. And third, you quickly add your logo if you would like to. So when you publish your stories within FastStory, it will send the stories to your email. You can then download them on your mobile phone and upload them to Instagram or Snapchat.
If you've ever created stories before, you know just how time-consuming and challenging it can be to create something that actually looks good within the stories. So I wouldn't be surprised if we saw more stories tools pop up this year, helping marketers to create beautiful stories content more quickly.
Our number three tool is called Bot Letter. So Facebook Messenger is growing as a promising marketing channel, and some companies are even beginning to use it as a central form of communication with their customers. So with Bot Letter, you can grow your Messenger subscriber list, send your subscribers messages on Messenger or sending them bot letters, and analyze your performance.
Using Bot Letter is very similar to using most email marketing tools. It's funny that we're talking about email marketing tools with social media tools. The main difference is that while you send emails with email marketing tools, you send messenger messages with Bot Letter, obviously. Besides crafting your message, you can also add a messenger card within an image, title, and call to action. I really love Bot Letter because I think it's the first bot tool that actually brings the traditional newsletter experience into Facebook Messenger.
Our number four tool is called PixelMe. So PixelMe is a URL shortener that allows you to include a retargeting pixel in a link. When people click on your PixelMe links, you'll be able to retarget them with ads on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, and more. It's a super neat, easy-to-use tool that our team here at Buffer totally loves.
So all you have to do to set up your PixelMe account is to add the pixel IDs of the platforms you want to use. For example, for Facebook ads, that would be the Facebook pixel. Once you've done that, simply copy and paste your link into PixelMe, and it will generate a shortened link for you, and you can just share that.
Seriously, it's that easy. So once enough people click on that link, you'll be able to create a custom audience in the ad platforms and retarget them with really relevant ads.
Our fifth tool today is called Promo. Promo claims to be one of the easiest video makers on the market, and many product hunters agree with its ease of use. With a library of over 2.8 million premium video clips, which is actually unbelievable if you ever tried to find video clips before, and licensed music, Promo can help you create high-quality videos in just a few minutes.
That's so awesome. So if you want to get started with Promo, you can search and choose a video from Promo's massive library or upload your own video clips. And then their videos come with a nicely designed text placeholder so that all you have to do next is enter your copy and logo. Promo even picks songs automatically for your video, though of course you can change it if you want to.
Yep, gotta customize that music. Our number six tool is another video creation tool. Feels like, which probably feels like a good thing given that video is one of the most important things over the last few years. Of course, that tool is called Animoto. Many of you have heard us talk about this one before. Animoto is super easy to use. It's a drag and drop video tool where you can easily customize pre-made templates within their editor or create one from scratch.
What I love about Animoto is how great their pre-made templates are. So we've talked a lot about templates, but seriously, it saves you so much time. You can go right into Animoto, choose a template, drop customer photos or videos into the editor, customize a text, add a song, and then you're done. And most of the time, it takes less than 30 minutes to put something together, which is really fast for video. And they have their awesome square video feature where you can download the video for social media in a square format. We ran a study with them last year showing just how much more engagement square videos get over landscape videos in the feed. So it's worth downloading in that square video format.
Yep, totally. Exactly. We continue to post those square videos, and they continue to work for us on social media. It's funny, you know, just a quick story about Animoto. My wife actually used Animoto the other day to create a memory video for our nephew's first birthday party. And Animoto made it so cool that pretty much everyone cried while watching the video. So big shout out.
Best Animoto ad ever.
Yes, right? Yeah. Cue the music.
Our number seven tool is called Anchor Videos. Many of you might have heard about the awesome audio app called Anchor. Well, Anchor Videos is a new feature within Anchor that allows you to turn your audio recordings into beautifully animated videos with your transcript.
I must admit that this one is pretty cool, particularly if your brand is creating audio content on Anchor or elsewhere like this podcast. How it works is that once you've recorded your audio using the Anchor app, you just tap on the video button. Anchor will instantly transcribe your audio and let you share an animated video of your audio and transcript to various social media platforms. Of course, you're able to check and edit the transcript before editing the video just in case it wasn't perfect, which honestly it isn't. So
our eighth tool for social media marketers is a machine learning powered engagement predictor for Instagram called Lisa. Very simple name. And as marketers, you likely have taken multiple photos and couldn't decide which one to post on Instagram. Well, Lisa, using its machine learning algorithm, can help you with that.
This is probably my favorite and most exciting tool in our list today because I know the struggles of trying to pick a photo for Instagram. So like you said, Haley, when you're not sure which photo to post, select those that you're considering within the Lisa app. Lisa will analyze the photo and recommend the photo that it or she thinks will be the most liked on Instagram. And another great part of the app is that it will also suggest relevant hashtags to use with the photo.
Our ninth tool for you today is called Station, and they've got a great tagline. One app to rule them all. So as a social media manager, you likely have many web applications such as Trello, Pocket, and maybe Buffer open at the same time. Station lets you unite all those apps into one beautifully built workstation and boost your productivity. So this one has more than 6,000 upvotes on Product Hunt.
Wow. I've never heard Station up until we put this episode together, which I was super excited about. After you log into Station, you can add all of the applications you frequently use to your workstation. Station works with more than 300 applications and it's integrating more as we speak. Once you're set up, you can easily switch between applications using their keyboard shortcuts or its search function. check your notification across all your applications from a single place, and enter focus mode to stay distraction-free, which is such a great tool to have within there.
That's awesome. I'm a huge fan of productivity apps, and sounds like this one should really be up there as one of my favorites, so I'm going to have to check it out. That and, you know, Todoist, which I love. It's not on our list today, but it's been around for a while, and it's still an incredible tool.
Yeah, Haley, I think I saw your tweet where you said that you wish you could sign up for a lifetime subscription of Todoist, right?
Yes. You know, a surprising number of people agreed with me, which was awesome.
So now I was rethinking our buffer pricing structure. Like, should we add lifetime pricing?
Maybe. I think we should. I was thinking that as so many people responded positively to that tweet. I was like, maybe everyone should do lifetime pricing.
Yeah, $1 million forever and you can have it. All righty. Our 10th and final tool for you today is one called QPromote. That's Q-U-U-U Promote 3.0. And we're actually really close with the team over at Q and use this product on a weekly basis. We love it.
So Q is a social media tool that suggests content for your social media sharing. Q Promote, on the other hand, lets you promote your content by suggesting it to the regular Q users. So all you have to do is sign up for a Q Promote account and create the social media post you want Q users to share within their buffer accounts. Each submission is individually reviewed by the Q team to ensure quality content is being sent out to Q users, which is awesome. So once approved, your content is added to relevant, interesting topics and sent out to social media. It's so easy.
Yes, yes. This tool is so great for individuals and small businesses looking for ways to, you know, get their content out there and in front of folks. So I actually used it just for fun to experiment. I used it to promote one of my blog posts on my website recently just to see how it'd go. And it actually got more than 1,000 clicks and 200 shares from Q Promote alone,
whoa,
which is needless to say much more than I regularly receive. So
that's awesome. So many great tools out there for marketers and social media managers to try. I know lists like these can be a bit overwhelming, so we suggest starting with just one or two to see how they perform and go from there. You don't have to jump into all 10 at once.
Yep, don't worry about doing too much or missing out on another tool. Experimenting with one at a time will allow you to really get a feel for what it can do for your marketing program. And as we mentioned, if you want to check out all of the tools mentioned today in detail or see 20 tools, well, I guess it would be 10 more on our 2018 list, head on over to blog.buffer.com.
And if we missed any tools or you just like to say hello to us, feel free to reach out anytime. Use the hashtag Buffer Podcast. We go through and check. I just went before this show and responded to a bunch of people. Or shoot us an email at hello@buffer.com. And as always, we of course appreciate your reviews on iTunes as well.
Until next Monday, everyone.